So that's this is a really fun experiment to see whether how well this is going.
Well, actually, wait. So the good news is we've now got sound control at this end, so you can probably worry less about that. Just try talking naturally.
Cool. All right. It's exciting to talk in Oxford. I did my EPhil at Oxford, actually my undergrad as well, and I was a fellow of All Souls until a couple of years ago. And when I was finishing my EPhil, I moved out to San Francisco to build academia.edu, which is where I am right now. And we were talking about the need for new reputation metrics and research. By the way, if something goes wrong, Simon, you just shout out because I can't actually see you.
No worries, it's all beautiful at the moment.
Okay, fantastic. So I'm going to talk about three problems in academic communication. The first one is that peer review right now is very inefficient. It's very slow. The average time lag between submitting a paper to a journal and some journal, either that one or some later one, publishing it is about 12 months. And fundamentally, it's not a very robust process. The peer reviews are only done by two or three people. When you're peer reviewing a paper for a community of, say, 10,000 people, say, the machine learning community, the opinions of two people are really not that statistically significant. Second problem is that data sets are not shared, and generally videos are not shared, images, code, and other aspects of a researcher's output. The third problem is that papers and other research ends up behind paywalls, and that massively limits the number of people who can access the research. And the way I think we can solve these problems is by building new reputation metrics. And this is just kind of like a carrot approach as opposed to a stick approach. There are some funding bodies that place mandates on research, and I think that's effective too. But I think a carrot approach is also very useful. So I think that what we need are metrics that when you put out a piece, make a contribution to the scientific canon, the research canon, whether it's a comment on a paper or a data set or a paper or whatever, that contribution has an impact, and on people, that it changes the way they do research, and we need to close that feedback so that the value that accrues to them, your contribution, reflects back on you as a researcher. And right now, obviously, as we all know, that happens only with the academic paper, and we need to just extend that quantification of the feedback loop to other kinds of research contributions. So how I think this will help the peer review process is I think we need reputation metrics that that accrue for someone for making good comments on papers. So I think if you're a mathematician reading a paper and you see a theorem that you can refute, I think you should be racing to get your reputation out by 6 p.m. today because you'll collect all the glory associated with that comment. Similarly for the kind of multimedia kind of contributions, data, code, and videos. I think we need, the reason that people don't put the time in to share their data sets is that, that there are just no patient metrics associated with them, or they aren't prestigious enough yet, and we need to think about how to build those reputation metrics that do provide the incentives. And then that open access, it's I remember, when I was doing my DPhil, I remember a couple of colleagues occasionally mentioning, well, and I don't care how many people read my paper, I just care what journal it was published in. And I think we need to build metrics that incentivize academics to actually really care about how big the audience is there for their work. And I think once you start having those metrics, then people will see that open access is the best way of sharing their work. So I'm going to talk, that's a very high level view of, I think, systemically needs to change in research to encourage these, to solve these kinds of problems. I'm going to talk about what I've built, academia.edu, and how we're tackling this problem. So this is the graph of our user base. We have about 2.6 million users and around 10 to 12,000 academics join each day. It's a platform for academics to share their research papers, and as part of that platform, we're building these new reputation metrics. So just a brief intro, here's a profile of someone like Steven Pinker. You can upload papers and you can follow your colleagues' work on the site. You get an analytics dashboard about your audience that shows you how many reads you have. It shows you what countries your readers are coming from. It shows you what your top papers are. And it also shows you kind of things like what search engines are driving the most traffic. I'm going to end actually by mentioning a quote from one of our users about the role that these analytics play in tenure decisions and other sort of professional advancement. So this is a professor who recently got tenure in the psychology department at the University of Limerick. And he's an active user. He included his academia.eu analytics in his tenure application. And he wrote into us saying, the more evidence that I demonstrated impact, the more likely it is that the promotion committee will realize that this is pre the tenure decision, will realize the different ways in which impact can be shown. Academia.eu's analytics proves to some of our committee members that what they help fund, the work we produce from such funding, actually gets looked at, looked for, read, and printed. One can glean from academia.eu's analytics new ways of conceptualizing research impact. So these metrics that we're creating are fairly early. They're metrics that measure someone's audience and give you some insight into the demographics of your readers. I think that over the next few years, the space of new research metrics will get much more sophisticated, and we'll be part of that effort, and other companies will be too. I think that that's really a sort of core thing that needs to be worked on to sort of drive some of these changes, like better peer review and data set sharing and open access. So that's my presentation. A lot of comments and people reaching out and all kinds of feedback, so please get in touch if you have any thoughts.
Okay.